Welcome back. Well, during the week, you probably heard in the news about the Environmental Protection Agency's water conference in Galway. Their latest data on water pollution is not good. Nitrogen levels, mainly from agriculture, have increased in 2022, they say. They're too high in our rivers and estuaries. Nitrogen is problematic for two reasons. Excessive levels cause water bodies to clog up, harming fish and other species. And nitrous oxide is also a potent greenhouse gas. Well, a major source of nitrogen on farms is chemical nitrogen fertilizer, but some farmers on the ground are actively trying to take chemical nitrogen out of their system. One such farmer is Donal Sheehan in Castle Lyons. I went down during the week to hear more.
For the first time ever, I've just decided not to put out any nitrogen this year. I was never comfortable putting out nitrogen. You know, I got out of derogation about 4 or 5 years ago, and ever since then I've been cutting back on artificial nitrogen. This year I just decided I was going to pull the plug completely on it and see how it'll go.
Why do you put nitrogen on the grass, and how do you do it, and how often would you do it normally?
So nitrogen drives growth. It drives grass growth. So you put out nitrogen and you get an extra spurt of growth. The way the whole dairy system works now is it's production driven. So the more grass you produce, the more milk you produce. The more milk you produce, the more income that you make. For me, it was just becoming a rat race. I just wanted to see if I could do something better, really. And then you had the public criticism of, you know, the state of water courses and the nitrates in water and things like that. You know, I'd weaned myself off of it for the last 4 or 5 years. You're trying to maximise the nitrogen that's in the slurry so that you wouldn't have to put out chemical nitrogen. Then we put in multi-species sward over the last number of years, and because there was clover going in that as well, we decided they were getting more nitrogen. This year I just said, you know, I'm just going to pull the plug on it completely and see what happens.
And what has happened?
Do you know something? The one thing that did happen that I was surprised at is there was a busyness, and there is a busyness in dairy farming, and I could never figure out why we were always rushing and racing. And when I stopped putting out nitrogen, everything changes, because now you're not driving growth, you're not depending on external inputs. It's kind of regenerative farming, really. You're looking at what you have in your own farm, you're looking at the soil, and you're trying to maximise the production out of the soil that you have and the crop that's on it, i.e. grass. You're more dependent on, I suppose, weather, and you're looking at weather in a different way. I remember March had been quite wet, and then it dried up, and suddenly all the tractors are on the road with the spreaders. And I went to put on the spreader, and then I realised, oh, you decided this year that you weren't going. And I knew there and then, it was a moment that I said, that is the problem. I don't have to put out nitrogen now because I've decided that I'm not going to.
And yet
so I wasn't on that pressure.
Farmers will describe the fields without nitrogen as looking hungry.
Yeah, and that is something I have to get my head around now, you know. You go out and you see a paddock, and it does look pale. It has that pale look about it. You just toughen it out, and you come out the other side. We call it biological farming rather than chemical farming. So you're depending on the microbes in the soil working harder.
But has your yield gone down?
The yield of grass probably has gone down. So you're looking at probably having a longer rotation. We sold heifers last year, knowing that I wanted to be under the numbers that I had, because I didn't want to stress myself out.
So you reduced your numbers, the number of cows?
Yeah. So I reduced my numbers, and I'm looking to get to a stage now where I want to know how many cows the farm can sustain without artificial nitrogen.
What about your milk? Has the composition changed at all, the proteins and fats?
That's probably the one downside. I'm not sure if people realise it, but we are not actually paid per litre. You're paid on the constituents that are in the milk, butterfat and protein. The value added comes from mainly protein, but butterfat as well. So, you know, cheese, butter, ice cream, baby infant formula, whey protein, all of those. The higher amount of protein you have, the more you get paid.
Even if it's the same quantity of milk?
Yeah, it's not paid on the litre. So you could have all the water in the world inside in the milk, and it would make no difference, because you're only paid on the butterfat and the protein. It appears that the protein has taken a hit with less nitrogen. A lot of the grasses would be dependent on high nitrogen. So, you know, they send out seed heads when they're not when they don't get that nitrogen kick. And that then means you have a more fibrous plant rather than leaf. The leaf is where you get the protein from.
So has the price that you've got reduced since you've done this?
Yeah. You have a sustainability payment as well, but it doesn't incorporate in using less nitrogen. There's no incentive there. It's just kilos of fat and protein. You know, if you have space for nature, if you're not putting out nitrogen, that's not factored in to the payment system. And that's a huge anomaly in the system, really.
I'm just thinking of farmers listening who, dairy farmers who have payments for debts, have to, you know, for their kids and all the rest, keep the family going. They listen to you, just think, why would you do that?
I'll have the benefit of not buying any fertiliser.
So how much would you be saving every year on that?
Well, it'd be 5,000 or 6,000, 7,000 or 8,000. That's all relative to a farm size.
Not insignificant.
No, absolutely. So you have to make that up. But I just want to see what's going to happen on my farm. I need to get to a stage where I'm able to grow enough grass for the cows during the summer and for the cows during the winter on my own farm. I have to find out then if that's profitable and make sure that it's profitable. Because whatever I think, this has to be, you know, whoever's going to come after me, they need to get a living out of it as well.
Is there any incentive in any of the schemes run, for example, by the Department of Agriculture, for you to stop using chemical nitrogen on your land?
No, unless you want to go organic. There needs to be a sustainability payment that rewards farmers for lower nitrogen usage, more biodiversity and improved water quality. That needs to happen, and that's not happening. There's actually no incentive at all to using no nitrogen anyway, not even using less nitrogen. What about using no nitrogen? The perception that the public have, you know, with dairy farming, farmers are feeling that, but I'm not sure whether the industry are. That grates on me because, you know, nobody likes getting criticised for the work they do. And farmers have a good story to tell, but we can't tell our story. It's just, you know, lumped in with millions of other litres.
But do you accept that if it wasn't for expansion and the global success that a lot of the processors have had in Ireland in selling dairy products around the world, that you probably wouldn't be in a situation that you're in now, which is being able to support your family?
You could say that, but you could also say, look at the number of farmers that we've lost, the number of small farmers that have gone out of the system because they can't compete with expansion. What's the cost of that? Yeah, we're all very proud of you know, the way our products are going all over the world. But there is a downside to it. And I think rural Ireland has suffered. And I'm not saying that you can have a creamery at every crossroads, but there is a downside.
It's so interesting that you say that when you decided not to go out with nitrogen in March and that's it for you, that you felt relieved. I can imagine loads of farmers literally saying the exact opposite.
Yeah.
That it would be a stress to not put fertiliser on
land. I know where they're coming from. I would have been a person that would be, you know, putting out nitrogen regularly. But what we often forget is, very often it's the weather that's actually more of a factor in grass growth. It's too cold or it's too dry, like it is at the moment. It's suffering withdrawal symptoms that we all have to get over it. Like, you know, it is a kind of a drug. If you look at all the nitrogen that's in our rivers, and, you know, this has been proven, there's no point in saying otherwise, and it's down in the estuaries, that's waste. That has come off the land. So the amount of money that we're losing, and that's really what drove me, is if we're losing all this money, you know, there's something wrong.
What do your neighbours think? Or?
I don't know.
Has anyone told you your fields are a bit pale?
Well, they don't know. But my contractor said it definitely after when the first cut was in. He said, oh God, you're down a bit there now, you must have done something wrong. So I said, no, I said, I've done something right for a change.
And one thing you haven't mentioned, though, is profit.
When you're talking about profit, that's an accountancy term. And accountants don't take into account nature. There's no value in nature. There isn't really huge value in water quality either. And there's certainly no value on the quality of life that a farmer has.
But as it stands, what you're doing potentially might leave you with less profit, which many farmers listening will say that'll lead to a low quality of life.
Yeah. Well, I don't see the wheels falling off the cart. Yeah, I have repayments the same as any other farmer. New buildings put up and they have to be paid for. But there's a neighbour of mine has a great saying, and he says, there's some money not worth making. when it comes to values like, you know, your quality of life, your family time, all of those things that haven't got a financial value. You have to put your own financial value on them.
Why are you doing this? Like, why pull away from nitrogen?
The public perception is a lot of it too, you know, that you know, we're hearing all the time farmers are getting it about the quality of water and the pollution and the biodiversity crisis. I was down at my local school here a couple of months ago. They were getting their seventh green flag. They had this song that they made up for the day. The chorus of the song is we must use less meat and we must use less milk. And that to me was just an eye-opener, you know. There's about 200 school children. If our children think that milk is bad or that meat is bad, and I'm not telling anyone that they should eat this, that or the other, but that's obviously the message that they had got. We need to send out a better message than that. I would make no apologies for doing what I'm trying to do, because I have skin in this game. This is my bread and butter. I'm not going to be getting out of dairying anytime soon, and I'm dependent on people buying the milk that I produce, and when they stop buying that milk, I'm gone.
Dairy farmer there, Donal Sheehan from Castle Lyons, with his feelings about nitrogen on his farm.